Hi, you're listening to Sunday Service coming from St. Columba's, Derevolgi in the Belsize Road in Lisburn. You can connect more with us by visiting our website and derevolgi.com or liking our Facebook page.
Good morning. Welcome to St. Columba's, Derevolgi. If you're joining us for the first time, we want to give you a really warm welcome. If you're a regular who normally sits in one of these blue chairs, welcome this morning as well. My name's James. I'm the minister here. Often what the thing that we do at the very beginning is that we would read a portion of scripture. And we feel that's really important because as we read God's word over us, there's something about releasing the power that's in it into our spirits as we begin this community of believers coming together to worship a living God. And today we're going to read the psalm that's appointed for today, which is Psalm 16. Keep me safe, O God, for in you I take refuge. I said to the Lord, you are my Lord, and apart from you I have no good thing. As for the saints who are in the land, they are glorious ones in whom is all my delight. The sorrows of those will increase who run after other gods. I will not pour out their libations of blood or take up their names on my lips. Lord, you have assigned me my portion and my cup. You have made my lot secure. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places, and surely I have a delightful inheritance. So I will praise the Lord who counsels me. Even at night my heart instructs me. I've set the Lord always before me because he is my right hand, and I shall not be shaken. Therefore my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest secure because you will not abandon me to the grave, nor will you let your Holy One see decay. You have known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. Contained in that psalm, written by King David, is loads of promises. That God's not going to abandon us, that God hasn't left us, that whenever we seek a portion of him, we will find joy and rest in that place. And so as we do that today, let's pray together. Father God, we want to thank you for the opportunity that you've given us to come before you this morning. The opportunity not to gather collectively in one place today, but to gather scattered across our parish and further afield. So Lord, wherever we find ourselves today, we pray that we would receive a piece of your portion. Because elsewhere in the scriptures it tells us that where we have you, we lack nothing. And if we lack nothing, then we have all that we need. So, Father God, we pray that in this moment you would come and be present with us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. At this point in our service, we always come before the Lord in an understanding that we have not been able to do this life alone, but that we need him. That as we need him, that we realise that we're not perfect, but that he is. And so we come to do what we call the confession. We confess before God the things that we have done wrong, and we come before him seeking his forgiveness. So we pray together. Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you and against our neighbour, in thought and word and deed, through negligence, through weakness, and through our own deliberate fault. By what we have done and by what we have failed to do, we are truly sorry and we repent of all our sin. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that is past and grant that we may serve you in newness of life to the glory of your name. Amen. And so may Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon us, pardon and deliver us from all our sins, confirm and strengthen us in all goodness and keep us in eternal life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. It's wonderful to rest in the knowledge that the God that we've come to worship is a God who is a God of forgiveness. But today we're beginning a new series today for the next 3 weeks. We're going to look at a passage in the book of Exodus, Exodus chapter 33. So I really encourage you to be reading and rereading this chapter of Exodus over the next few weeks as you come before God's word. But at this point in our service, what we would normally do is invite the children to come up to the front. And I have really loved the little messages that you've been sending, or the little photographs or videos that you've been sending, or even in my own home as we watch this back on a Sunday morning, to see the children walk up and sit down in front of the TV screen. So please continue to send those images into us to show the children are still a part of it. But often, one of the things that I do with the kids is to ask the question, what's this? So, what's this? It's a picture, but it's more than a picture. It's a jigsaw, that's right. And so whenever you actually take a jigsaw apart, the concept behind it, as we all know, is that we have to fill this picture in with all the different pieces of the jigsaw. Now, James could maybe cheat a little bit here and see if he was able to hold all the pieces of the jigsaw together as he was doing it. I'm going to turn it away back to me so that I'm able to see if I can complete this jigsaw. But the important thing about the jigsaw is that all those little different pieces, all those individual little pieces, are unique. They've got their own little shapes and holes, but their own part of the picture is on them. And you know, the Bible tells us that we are each like that. They were each unique and special in God's sight. And whenever we put each of us together, whenever we bring our piece, ourselves, or a little piece of a jigsaw, and we can see the big picture that God creates for us. Now, give me a wee round of applause because I was able to do the jigsaw. Thank you. I wonder, have you realized what your piece of the jigsaw is yet? Have you realized what your piece of the jigsaw is in God's big story? In a few moments, we're going to look more at that from this passage in Exodus chapter 33. We're going to hear how Moses cries out, show me or teach me your ways, O Lord. And that's really important. We're going to ask the question, what's my piece in the jigsaw today? And hopefully whenever we realize our pieces, even though it looks maybe a little bit obscure, look, if I was to take this bit out and just hold you this piece, looks a little bit obscure. And if I was to say to you, what's this piece all about? You wouldn't really know until you put it into the big jigsaw. And then you see the whole picture. God has a plan and God has a purpose for each one of us. So we're going to hear that passage from Exodus chapter 33 now.
Today's reading can be found in Exodus chapter 33, verses 12 to 23, Moses and the glory of the Lord. Moses said to the Lord, "You have been telling me, lead these people, but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. You have said, I know you by name, and you have found favour with me. If you are pleased with me, teach me your ways, so I may know you and continue to find favour with you. Remember that this nation is your people." The Lord replied, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." Then Moses said to him, "If your presence does not go with us, do not send us up from here. How will anyone know that you are pleased with me and with your people unless you go with us? What else will distinguish me and your people from all the other people on the face of the earth?" And the Lord said to Moses, "I will do the very thing you have asked, because I am pleased with you and I know you by name." Then Moses said, "Now show me your glory." And the Lord said, "I will cause all my goodness to pass in front of you, and I will proclaim my name, the Lord, in your presence. I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion." But he said, "You cannot see my face, for no one may see me and live." Then the Lord said, "There is a place near me where you may stand on a rock. When my glory passes by, I will put you in a cleft in the rock and cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will remove my hand and you will see my back, but my face must not be seen."
So today we start a new series for 3 weeks, looking at this Exodus chapter 33. And this series is about us listening to what God's word would have to say to us. And we've entitled it, Show Me. Show Me. And there's going to be three elements to this, one each week. So show me your ways, O Lord. Show me your presence, O Lord. And show me your glory, O Lord. Now, I wonder, have you ever asked that question, what is my purpose? Have you ever sought to ask the question, what am I supposed to do with my life? We find ourselves in this strange period of COVID-19. We were told that we were going to have lockdown for 3 weeks. That has come and gone, and we're now realising actually that it's probably going to be a lot longer than that. So what is the purpose? What is your purpose in the midst of this? And you know, over the last few days, one of the phrases that I've heard said most is this. When things get back to normal, I wonder, do you really want things to go back to the way that they were before this? Because I think in the midst of all of this, we are encountering something new. And encountering something new, we may not want to go back to the old way of doing things. A couple of weeks ago, I quoted C.S. Lewis. Whenever he said, some journeys lead us far from home, and some adventures lead us to our destiny. And I still believe that in the midst of everything that's going on, we will find a new destiny through all of this. You see, we've joined this passage in Exodus chapter 33. But just before this passage, Moses has been up Mount Sinai and he's received the Ten Commandments. Those foundational laws that most of civilized societies across the world are actually built on and founded upon. Moses has come back down from Mount Sinai. Whenever he's coming down, he hears cheering and celebration. But he realizes there's not cheering and celebration because they were worshipping Yahweh. And whenever he enters the camp, he finds that the people had melted down all the gold that they had, all their ornaments and their jewelry, and they'd made a golden calf. And they were worshipping the golden calf. Last Sunday was Easter Sunday. I put a little post out on Facebook, on my own page. All it simply said was, this is the day that we realise that Jesus is worthy of our worship when all else is stripped away. The difficulty with the Israelites over and over again is that they did evil in the sight of the Lord. They were shown many miraculous things as they were led out of Egypt, but they'd forgotten them and were now worshipping an idol, a golden calf, because Moses had been away for too long. That was their excuse. Now this enrages Moses. And the first thing that Moses does is that he smashes the golden calf. And then he has a conversation with God. And in the conversation with God at the beginning of Exodus 33, I'd love you to be able to turn that up in your Bible. At the beginning of Exodus 33, the Lord says to Moses in verse 5, tell the Israelites that you're a stiff-necked people. If I were to go with you, even for a moment, I might destroy you. Now take your ornaments and I will decide what to do with you. So the Israelites stripped off their ornaments on Mount Horeb. Did you hear that? God for a moment says, I can't go with you anymore. This is God's chosen people. I can't go with you anymore because my wrath, my anger will burn in me so much because you are continually falling away. So, but here's the thing. He says to Moses that you can go and inherit the promised land. This is a faithful God who's going to honor the promises that he has given to his people. He's going to honor the promise of the promised land. But yet he's saying, look, I can't go with you, because if I go with you, I would destroy you, because you are walking far from me. So Moses goes into the tent of meeting. Now the tent of meeting is outside the camp of the Israelites. The tent of meeting is pitched just outside the camp, and it's the place that Moses goes to meet with God. Now remember, as the Israelites travelled through the wilderness, there was a pillar of fire by night to lead them and a pillar of cloud by day. I want to read some verses that haven't already been read today, and they're from Exodus 33, verse 7. Now Moses used to take a tent and pitch it outside the camp some distance away, calling it the tent of meeting. Anyone inquiring of the Lord would go to the tent of meeting outside the camp. And whenever Moses went out to the tent, all the people rose and stood at the entrances of their tents, watching Moses until he entered the tent. Don't miss that bit. Moses walks through the camp to go to a tent just outside the camp. And as he does it, everybody stops what they're doing. And they come to the door of their tent. And so the whole nation of Israel in the wilderness pause expectantly, because they know that Moses is going to meet with God. And they know that every time that Moses has went to meet with God, he has come back with something special from God. So verse 9, as Moses went into the tent, the pillar of cloud would come down and stay at the entrance. And when the Lord spoke with Moses, whenever the people saw the pillar of cloud standing in the entrance to the tent, they all stood and worshipped, each at the entrance to his tent. The Lord spoke to Moses face to face, as a man speaks with his friend. Then Moses returned to the camp with his young assistant, Joshua, son of Nun, did not leave the tent. Let's not miss that verse 11 there, just before we move in to the rest of it. Joshua, the young assistant of Moses, lingered in the presence of God. When was the last time you lingered in the presence of God? Everything else is stripped away. And even in this new normal that we are now in, when did you last linger in the presence of God? Because actually in verse 12, Moses says to God, you have been telling me, lead these people, but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. You have said, I know you by name, and you have found favor with me. Did you hear that? God tells him he knows them by name, and he knows you by name today too. Verse 13, if you are pleased with me, teach me your ways, or show me your ways, Moses says to God. For I know you, and will continue to find favor with you. Remember that this nation is your people. Moses' first prayer, remember there's three of them, but his first prayer is, show me your ways, O Lord. Moses wants to know what God's purpose and plan is for him and for the nation of Israel. Moses is not asking, why are we in the wilderness, Lord? Moses is not asking, Lord, why have these people fallen away from you yet again? Moses is not asking, why have the Egyptians chased us? Moses is not asking about the circumstances around him. Moses is asking about what his purpose is. Show me your way, O Lord. Moses wants to know what God's purpose is for him and for the place that he finds himself in. Does that resonate? Does that resonate with you in the space that we are in this coronavirus world? Maybe we're asking the wrong questions. Maybe rather than asking the questions, why is this happening? When's this going to end? Maybe we need to ask our the question, show me your way in the midst of this, Lord. N.T. Wright, Church of Ireland bishop, a Church of England bishop, and great thinker of our modern day, was asked recently about God and the coronavirus. And he gave a very profound response. He was asked the question, what does the Bible say about coronavirus? And he said this, and I paraphrase it. The Bible doesn't say anything about coronavirus. It was never supposed to. But it does tell us how to walk through it. And whenever we ask the question, show me your way for me, Lord, and we linger in his presence, we might find the way that we need to walk through this. So Moses prays, show me your way. Next week he's going to pray, show me your presence. And a week after, we're going to look at show me your glory. So this week, the challenge for us this week is this. To pray, show me your way, O Lord. Every day, maybe several times a day. And as we pray that, to give space and time to linger in his presence. So let's pray. Father God, we thank you that you're a God who desires that we linger in your presence. And so in the quietness and in the stillness of this moment, or even in the chaos of this moment as we are in our homes, we want to pray, show me your way, O Lord. And Lord, we want to pray for, as your scriptures teach us, to pray for our leaders. Pray for those who have been elected to serve and to govern us. Pray for those in Westminster and those in Stormont. Give them wisdom as they make decisions. For those who know you and who love you, Lord, give them boldness and how they speak, and give them wisdom in the things that they bring to the table. We continue to pray for all those who are on the front line, for anybody who works for the NHS in whatever capacity. For those who continue to keep us safe, for the PSNI and for the Northern Ireland Fire Service. For those who continue and provide essential services to us and for us. For our local councils. For those who run shops and who work in those places. For postmen, for oil delivery men, for, Lord, the list could go on, but for all those who are providing essential services for us to be able to continue to live, we thank you for them. We want to pray a hedge of safety upon them today. We also want to pray the prayer for this day and the second Sunday of Easter. Almighty Father, you've given your only Son to die for our sins and to rise again for our justification. Grant us so to put away the leaven of malice and wickedness who may always serve you in pureness of living and truth through the merits of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And we pray together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Thank you for being a part of today. We're going to close with some verses from the book of Numbers. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. And so may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and with you always. Amen. Please do continue to follow us on Facebook, to like the page, or indeed to hook into our website as well and find out more information on what's going on. Don't forget to look out for all those little video clips and inspirational things that are coming out. And join us again next week here at 10:30 as we look at the second of these three bold prayers of Moses prayed in Exodus chapter 33. But in this moment, thank you for joining us. And now it's time to grab your coffee. Thank you.